Unit 22, Task 2. Listen to the conversation and follow the instructions in your student's book.
This is an obvious question, but what exactly is multimedia?
Well, multimedia refers to the technologies and applications that integrate sound, music, video, text, images, animation, and any other media in any other combination.
And why would you want to have it? What are its advantages over traditional computing?
Well, it's just very interesting and entertaining to use. A lot of people really enjoy using a program with sound and motion pictures. It's much more fun than an ordinary program and much more fun than watching TV or video because you can interact with it. You can choose what you want to watch, listen to or write. Watching TV is just very passive, whereas with multimedia you can actually do things so that you get much more involved.
Okay. And what's the basic hardware you need to run an application?
Well, they say you really need a Pentium or Power PC with at least 256 megabytes of RAM. You'd also need a high-quality colour monitor, plenty of storage capacity on your hard disk, and a DVD drive. As an alternative to the DVD, you can have a CD rewritable drive.
I suppose you also need some sort of sound capabilities.
Yes, of course. Modern PCs come with a sound card, stereo speakers, and a microphone.
Right. And what about software? Is there a standard operating system for multimedia work?
No, not yet. Microsoft has Windows with multimedia control panels to work with audio and video files. Apple has QuickTime, a system extension that you use to create and run your own animation and video sequences. QuickTime can also run on Windows.
And can you make your own movies on computer?
Yes, but you need special software. And